Okay, I wanted to do a little bit, since it is Bechol Zayis Reb Shem Ben Yochai's Yom Elulah, I want to learn an interesting one or two nekudas in the Ramchal about the inyan of the limud of Kabbalah. Not so much that I'm interested in pushing it, not that I know it, not that I can push it, but just the understanding of what it's there for, why it's there for, and it's something that is good to know. The first piece, the one that says Hakdam on it, it's Hakdam from a sefer called Milchemes Moshe. That's one of the Ramchal's many Sfarim. It's a vikuach of sorts, or a conversation. He has two Sfarim like that of similar ilk that are in this type of mahalach, where he has sort of vikuach and a basic explanation in about Kabbalah and what it is. It's sort of meant for the outsider to have some sort of conversation, and it's in a dialogue form, which is many of his Sfarim is like that. Okay, so he says, HaMisrashlim B'dor HaZem Yibnei Amenu. We have it? Yeah, Lilmud Chachmas Emes. The people who don't learn Chachmas Emes, Yesh Behem Kama Svaris V'deyes M'deyes Shainas. And there are different Misnagdim. In other words, it's not as if this Snagdus comes from one point, but there are many different Snagdus. Yesh Behem HaMispalsifim. That's Lema Bala Philosophia, Shnei Kroim Choykrim, She Choykrim HaKol Darki HaTeva, ומוציאים זמנם בספרים חיצוניים עד שמוציאים חוכמס הטבע במויפס וחוידים כל עניינם עד שנראה כאין חוכמה זידון חוכמס הטבעיס. So I guess these are people, first of all, in his days philosophy and science were one and the same. In other words, it was all considered knowing the physical world around you included both. That was the, and he said that these people looked for Chachma, but they said that this is it. If you work with logic and science and philosophy, you'll be oimed on all of the deep inyanim of the Bria. That's the depth that you have. You don't need anything else, so it's not even good. Mehemi says, v'gam behem yesh dei ashenis. Yesh men shemakhishin kol chachmemis. That some of them are completely mevatel chachmemis. Ba'omrom shakol sheker lefi shemakshimim hadvarim b'boreis parach ishmoi haksham mamish. The taina was that this can't chas v'shalom be right because it talks about physical inyanim. Kemoi shenitzav sifra mekubalim sefer zoyel l'shenis l'abrim adam kadmin or chanpin abe ima zer nukva v'avchon esevorim like eino ilo diknov and so on. So they say, how could you even assume that it's true? So the first group in it are just them. They say everything else is nonsense. This is emes, anything that we oimed with our seichel das. The second one has a shtickle taina that the mekubalim are actually saying things that are hakshama. Two.
Okay.
Good question. Lishitosam, it's a very good question. And Chazal, I mean, the Maral has a sefer called Bera Goyla, where he deals with the six or seven basic tainas people have against Chazal. Nothing changed. You know, it's 500 years ago, it's the same. People had the same tainas. And one section is about Akshama. Chazal speaks so coarsely about it, so on and so forth. Yes, you're right. There's no reason. I assume because Mekubalim made the Iker Dagish on these Inyanim. But you're right. There was a taina that was constantly floating in and out. And I guess the truth from a historical perspective, Italy was a where he lived, where he grew up in Italy, was always a very masculish place. It's a fascinating, you know, countries have certain tchunis. Italy, from the very dawn of the Yishuv that we know there, people there, I mean, he himself went to the Ramchal himself studied in university. They had a lot of times chavrusas between galochim and rabbanim. It was part of want some? I'm in the middle of a shiur. I'm sorry, Moshe. Moshe, is some practical quick, or you?
Can I actually use new stuff? I've got other kind of stuff.
yeast. Did you sell your chametz?
No, but I did sell the decoration.
What?
I did make the decoration.
Prosh as you can. Yeast mamish is not sort of that, so you can probably use it. Okay, so the Italians were, they had matzav where Galochim and Rabbanim had chavrusis. They taught them Hebrew, they taught them Latin. It was very strange. Choladeres, Italy was interesting, but this was especially the misnagdim to Kabbalah were quite a few Italian misnagdim. ויש מהם שאומרים מלון לסגע בכל ענייני קבלה. ואין שום חוכם אז קבל זה לב לא מדוע בוא נברוע. A second tina is, you don't come up with anything tachlis. You know, it's all vague and up in the air and we don't understand and so on and so forth. והקדוש ברוך הוא נוסם בינל באדם להוון להסקל בכל דבר שיחו גם המסקבל ונעשה שם הקנם, נגזון ועדינו. At the end of the day, the Pasuk says, what you can understand, you have to understand, what you don't understand, leave to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So why don't we split it like that? But Bekama, we can say something, we can say, Asuka Shema Yitzhi B'Hilchasa, a person can finish a Sugya, and of course, Vavayit, also is good. But halachically, I can finish a Sugya, but Bekama says some definitive things. I can't do that with a Maim and the Zayah Kodesh. You know, even if I was the Gadol, it makes no difference.
And the Joshim and
Agaritas,
they also
kill the Dover. So Agaritas, most of them, Agaritas, they take over to be sort of, most of the Kenyan Chazal are Maflig in the Indian of how important this is, that is, to some degree, but the most Mamori Chazal, you can say it's a gather of the Divrei Musa V'Techacha. You know, it's only how important this is, how bad this is.
That's part and parcel of Yiddishkeit. That's extremely important. You say,
yeah.
Even though halacha lemais, saying they would agree with that also. I mean, everyone would agree with that concept.
What you mean? In other words, if there's certain ikrei emuna, you have to believe in.
Yeah, I'm saying with the ikrei emuna, you have like machshava, which is not straight hashkafa, but it gives you an appreciation what Yiddishkeit stands for, and you say this on a
right.
That's not a
lochel ma'isa,
but you can't be a Jew without
not understanding
the
sages. It's true, I don't know what was there. In other words, I'm not sure what existed in those days. Maral existed, but it was not a popular sefer. It was not printed for many years. It was printed once, some of the sperm. I don't know what else.
Rambam, Reb Sadia
Goyen, so it depends. So Rambam, Reb Sadia Goyen, the halokim that are Ikrei Emunah that you have to believe in, so that everyone holds is this chelik of Emunah and Yichud Hashem and so on. But here he's talking more about the Pnimis and Yonim, and I guess V'yeshem Shaimim Kalimur Hal Kfir Chasu Shalom. Some say Taka that it's also Kfiridik Ki Nimtzei VaKabbalah Eses Sfiras V'Yimam Kabbalim Sha'afal Pekein Heim Echad V'Amatzu Ein Seif Baruch Hu V'Gam Ken Asfiras Al Pekein Heim Echad. Oh, yeah, Sphiris M. Kalim, Variv, and it's Saitis, Vatsmina, Matsubarku. In other words, the fact that you're going and giving all sorts of halukas, and you're saying, well, it's 10 spheres, but it's all a likus, there's 4 lamas, but it's all a likus, and one part of it is a likus, one part is not a likus, and Vishayesha Sitra Achra, Shiotsi Mishtalsus by Droga, Shiotsi Sitra Achra, Vakshamim, and then Sitra Achra is something that seems to be not a Kodshbarku. Al Kalilat Varim, Oimashi, Efshalayim, Kirchoke, Dizu Benehem. And he says it smells v'hi midas ha-noitzim she-samu ha-shilush v'apikin ha-mishu echad el ha-shoitzim ena told us v'dei ha-kodos ha-chok m'israel. The fact that you talk about 10 and 4 and this and that, it's way too close to Christianity. That, and this is part of actually in the sefer. Yes, two sfarmas, Choyke Mekubel and Mechemes Moshe. They're very similar, same idea. They're both a vikuach about Kabbalah. Two people, and this was actually the Rivash has a famous tshuva where someone asked him, "Aren't the Mekubalim believe in Ribui by saying there's 10 spheres and so on and so forth?" And he answers, but B'chol Eifin, the question here is, why get into it? ויש מהם שאומרים וכי אין דיילון אמונה שמין כל הדס ישראל שבו ישראל שם אחד בתחס האחדוש אז אתה יושא what do you need? הקדוש ברוך הוא is one, he gave us a Torah, פרטיק ומה צריך לידע כל אלה ידיעס ועל הפילוסופיה החקרים what more do I need than that? And finally ויש מהם שתרסינו שתרסים נוסם ואויסקים בתורה There's no yeshiva. I mean, let's put it this way: the places that specialize in Kabbalah is usually not yeshivas, and the places that yeshivas is not specialized in Kabbalah. So, and there is nobody around. So this is a taina, very strong taina. There's no lack of finishing, you know, the chelgatz nigel. So where are you running to? V'sifre kabbalam kedivrei seifa chosim she'efshav vino machos harbe sveikas v'kushes sezosber. And another taina is that it's very hard to understand it. So he briefly answers to each one, and the truth is the bulk of the seifa deals with a lot of these tainas, but just we'll finish up with this piece, and then we'll see the other one. Hakat, so he says like this, Vihine, al rishonim, hinam, amisfalsifim, amisfalsifim, nema ubiyaldi nochim yaspiku, shakarim besonchit sonim, umiyafim oisam, reinachel kolam haba, veal sifreyam nema, orav leish lechem sheka, vachim ale piu chatzatz. So he doesn't have much kind words to say about the people who see all of Chachman in Chachman's Chitzonius. He says they have no chelkom haba, and Orev Lish Lechem Shekem means a person likes, at first he enjoys eating false bread, and then his mouth is full of rocks and stones. It's like, eat something that's not good for you, at the beginning it tastes good, and then it's bad. So he's not being mitzvakeh itam, he's just saying, okay, these people are off the map. If you can come along and say that the Chachma philosophy, the Goyish philosophy is it, then we have nothing to talk about, and he's not being mitzvakeh on it. Hakat HaShniyah Kimat Shava L'Kat Achreina. The second cat, who say we don't have anything bar over here and nothing comes out clear, is almost like the last cat. Ki chisarin avana lembesifre kabbalah ve'elam kol kachavim. He said, I can't say that they're doing something wrong, because they're saying I can't, lamotzene nevagleinu. So I hear at least there is natzlos. Hakata shlishis yesh lod noisel kaf schus ki moira oila al roisham letfasim luke koifrim. The third cat, who say that it's something where it's going to bring us to kfira, then he says at least I have a limit schus that they actually mean it, they're deyoshamayim. Why get into something where they don't know where to get out? The Kat HaRevius Din Atzis Aleim. The Kat HaRevius who says, it's enough, we have simple Emunah Pshuta. It's not coming from a good place, it's coming from an Atzlus. They don't want to learn anything else. Kat HaRamish HaShish Kimat HaKadech Dichoshvu Veim Kimat Neger Arba Dibertoich HaKocham Echad Rosha Echatam HaShadeh Lishol. So he says these four different groups are, it's really, he listed six, and I assume that the six that he listed were people that had written to him, spoke to him, argued with him, and he's just putting it together. So he says like this, the emes she'elem osham lakitas achroinis ki lo yihoyu misrashna milumayid im hoyu yoydin shesh v'chochem azayis yisrin gadol alayin mikol ashas apoyiskim bevadei misyagim azayis achochem agdoyla if they really would understand the chshivus of the learning, they would put the time and effort into it. Now, I want to add a kneche, says over here. He's saying something for a person who is a real misyager b'teira, a person who likes to break his head to get into something and so on. The idea of having some sort of chachma that you sort of meditate on, and vague terms float around, and you chap malachim levir, it's something against the teva of the nefesh amela. Nefesh amela is a very, very positive maila, that a person likes working, tuing aduch, breaking his head, kochin. Those are extraordinarily good milas. That is a nefesh chachama. They don't understand or think that there are sugyas in this chachma that you have to break your head on and work on. It's something that has its own mahalchim, but it requires yigiyas ha-Torah and amal ha-Torah. And that's why I think he's sort of answering them if they would understand and know how much yigiyah and amal. There's a stress in it that I find here. I once heard from Chacham Hillel, he was a neighbor of mine at Yisrael. Chacham Hillel is one of the few people who really know Kabbalah and a real Yerei Shamayim. I hate to say he sounds so cynical, but he is. He's a Yid who's a Talmud Chacham, a Yerei Shamayim, and really knows Kabbalah, not nonsense. And he, like he said, you know, there are sugyas and there's lamdas and there's pilpul and there's yegia. And he told me once himself, many years ago, 30 years ago when he started, he would have a lot of shiurim for people, like for balabatim kind of. He felt that it would get them in to your shemaim and things like that. You know, he felt it would bring them in. And he said he gave up. He said he realized that if somebody doesn't like the harva, it's not going to work no matter what. There's no shortcut. You want to take somebody who's an omel and yegea and teach how to be omel yegea in this chachma. He told me himself. Then he says, "V'gama kat harishanim, harishanim hoy yoidim shachachmas is yofen no mesuderes yes hashachachmas." Even the Katri Shaina, it's because they don't have any chachma. It's every wacko says something like this, that, these spheres, those spheres, this, that. A person who's a Baal chachma, once they had dvarim shal chachma, dvarim shal tam, and if they would know that it's like that, they would also come to it. And he says, but really what's missing are people that know how to teach it, that have the ability to teach it. And so on and so forth. And that's it. So he says, his main point is he's trying to give some sort of hakdama to people, so that at least they'll understand and they'll feel that there's any rights. This is not going to be a sefer teach blue kabbalah as much as to bring him into it, so that they understand that it's written on divrei chachma and das and seichel and so on and so forth. That's a general hakdama where he's dealing with people who knock it. The next one, yeah, sorry?
Who's the Ramachri?
So I know, his Rebbeim are, the Rebbeim that I know is this Mari Bussin. That was a very close Rebbe of his. There was somebody else, I think Binyamin HaKoyen, who I think was a Chava Talmud, was older than him. The Marit Vali was a Talmud Chava. I don't know who else he's referring to, Mem Chasavi. I really don't know. From what I know, the Rebbeim, you know what, let me see. I have something here. I can try to look up if I can find it in a minute. Is good. Anish. Moshe David Vali, Yaakov Chazak, Avicheskot Binyamin Akoyen, Yeshaya Basen. So I don't know who else would be the Ramach. Unless this is a Talmud of Ramchal and he's writing about Ramchal, I don't know. I'm not sure. Okay, the next one is from the Shari Ramchal, and this is Chayko Mekubel. It's a parallel sefer to Mechemes Moshe, and it's a it's a sefer that this is a hakdama that he mentions in a few places in his hakdama Tadei Bamarim and so on. Mekubal. So the first page, I get Mekubal. Yediyas haChochma arbahim. There are four inyanim that this Chochma is Isaac with. Pirshim Hakadosh Hashem Yechoyezal Bezeach Chodesh Yashirim Bepasuk Gemlo Seidi Lecha Oma Chochmasa Ditzriches Lei Lebarnash Istakala Vechulu. These are the Chochmas a person needs to think into. So let's skip the next one. It's just the Chayka saying I really want to hear about it. Mekubal, Elim Arbi Yedias, Harishayna, He Yedias Hispashus or Elyon, Shebor Elamis Rishanai Goysom, Vizen Nikra Listakola Beroza de Mare, Shezemashon Masigna Boris Vashmoy. So, what he's saying over here is that he's, this is the understanding of how from HaKadosh Baruch Hu a world came into being. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is total, who's everything, who is so on. What were the stages of the Bria mitzad pnimius? Behainu yediyas ha'ilum chopatan hagav. That's the understanding. The Ilan is the pyramid of, you know, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then how the Bria unfolded. Vizenikri yediyas hispashas or elyon. Ki bechol zem hispasha or netzalach hatzimtzum, vizeh kol ma sheyeshbo. So there's a long list over here, and I'm not going to go through it, where how, you know, the understanding of how from one HaKadosh Baruch Hu many, many different hanhagas came out. It's a sort of, I don't know if the word would be right, chronological, but it's a step-by-step hanhagas. The significance of it is, most of it, for understanding the everything else will come from it. In other words, if we understand where things are rooted in, we understand where they're going to. Beis, Hayidia Shenis is called Leminda Leile Gufei, that a person will understand his own guf, meaning v'hainu inyan ha'adam v'soida d'mushaloi shebo mizbarim kol nyanei avoida v'akeshev n'adam kol elamis u'mapalosim u'mapalosibo. What is a person's own kesh in the world? How am I miskasha to the world? Bias adam lo lamazev tzasim imenu saif dava kol ma shetole binyan ha'adam v'kan mevinim kol nyan asfiris u'pulus ha'reseyem ha'makbil mamish ed musa adam. So over here we're going to understand how all of these, the Nas Adam, I mean, saying, with a focus on Adam. So here we focus more on the Nivroim, how they came out from all of these Ashpos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they moved outwards. By the way, I guess as a Maimon Musger, when Chassidim, you know, especially like Chabad, where there was more of an emphasis of Kabbalah d'Kinyanim than in other Chassidus, the explanation given is that we're not Kabbalah, like Lamashim. In Chabad, I'm talking about Chabad, the old. The old classic, okay, well, we'll call it the classic was Kabbalah ret veng dem Eibishten, Chassidus ret veng Menschen. In other words, the Baal HaTanya took a certain amount of terminology and he used it sort of, if a person by himself, this inyan, the whole focus of it really is on awakening Hargoshes in yourself, and Bimela, there's much more of a focus on this part, very much so, and see, there's a little bit took in Yanim with a focus with making Adam as the center of the universe. Gimel, Dark and Hashem's Gugalayim, Yediyah Shlishis, Leminda Ulistakala Berozin Deshmashin, to know and to understand the Seidus of Neshamas. B'zeh Yediyah Soid Darka Neshamas Gugalayim, וכמה עניונים נמצאים בפינה הזויס. ויש בזה ידיע לפני מידיע. הידיע שיתחיס is לדעס משפטי הגילגל בכל פרוטוב, which is a certain mahala. והידיע פנימיס היא לדעס איך בירה נחוגה והשלמוס והשלמוס הורס המלכס על סונו לבויס הקטוינים תול הכל בין השמס. Let's talk about this a little bit, and this is very, very important. People make a big mistake about, when you talk about Gilgulim, the first thing is not supposed to talk about it. I mean, the Ramban calls it Seyda Ibur. It's something that is really, really beyond, in a certain sense, beyond the pale of discussion for many reasons. And that's why the type of Gassistika, he's a Gilgul from this, there's a Gilgul from that, when it starts becoming like common talk, it's very bad. What I guess the way we need to understand it is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu aimed to be Megala many Inyanim in the Bria, and those Inyanim that were supposed to be in the Zgala are the Neshamas. A neshama is a certain reservoir of potential of Hakara and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what a neshama is. That is what we call, or we use the term, the Sphira Malchus. In other words, the chelik of the Bria that will directly be Mekabel HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hashpah and be Makirit, the way a wife, the way a Nekeva to Zacha. The Mekabel and the Koilet of it will be. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had in mind, Kav Yochel, a range of neshamis that would come into this world, each one would do what they're supposed to do, and that piece of the Bria would become a Tukin. Since it didn't always happen, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there to make sure that it'll happen one way or another way. Because the tachlis of the Bria is this, that every mekabel of a lekus, every mirror that can reflect HaKadosh Baruch Hu will have come and reflected it. And that's the hashlama of the Bria. So Seyda Gilgul means that even if a person didn't accomplish it, you know, it says Pamayim Sholish, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be pale. Somehow that chelik will come around and do what it has to do. It is the greatest Seyda de Bria, because this is really the Pnima de Bria. It's there just as an understanding. It says Ein Ben David Bo Ache Chalon Neshamas Baguf. What it means is the Neshamas Baguf means different inyanim that are what's the right word for it? Different inyanim that have the ability to be oimid on a specific nekuda of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So how it is? It's when we talk about Gilgulim, we talk about chalakim of neshamas that come back again, that come round again, that somehow they do what they're supposed to do. I more than that we can't say. More than that we don't say. But what we do understand is that the neshamas are the tachas of the Bria. They're the tachas of the Bria in the sense that each neshama is a kli kibble for a certain hara of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Each neshama has to come to the world because you need to have a gili of a certain chelik of the neshama, and when it comes round again, that when everything is found its place and so on, that's there. You do have Sfarim even Shem HaGdolim of the Chidah will write occasionally which one, like who's a Gilgul of whom, which Amar, which sounds a Gilgul of that. It's to be understood that some of that same type of Kli Kibble expressed itself. How, we don't know.
Are we really diluting then what
our preconceived notion was of neshama is, like when Svarim say it's a chelek alikam imal. So we're saying it's not really that. It's just a spiritual clay people of Hashem's avada.
So
what is the mashus of neshama?
Just okay. So hagufa.
That's where we don't go.
Let's take your words and let's understand from that. In Zohar and Nekeva, there's a klal golin halacha that what's called kilayim is two minim that can't really be mizdavik and be moiled at a min kayama. That's the general hagdara of kilayim. In other words, I can't be a kli kibble for something that I'm not of that min. So for instance, if I sit by a musical concert and I listen to a big symphony playing a very important work, if I have no shaykhs to music, then it's Devarim B'Teilem. I was koilet nothing. If I sit and listen to a shir by somebody who just, and I'm not shaykh to it, I can sit and listen to tomorrow. To be a kli kibble, I need to be miminoi, I need to be musical to listen to symphony, I need to be a Talmud Chacham to hear a shir, and still understand that I'm missing. But the kli itself is of the same nature. So a nekeva, Adam Arishan had no kli kibble in the Bria till it was mimenu lukach. Kaviyochel, if I have a kli kibble for emes, for chesed, it talks to me. Someone says emes, someone tells me, if somebody accuses me being a liar, I'm upset. Because I have a sense for emes and sheker. If somebody accuses me of being mean, I'm upset. If somebody's in need, whether I give him or not, I feel a certain zikah for it. Those are means that we are of a nature that is divine. So chelek kaimal means we are of that kaviyochel min, so that we could be a kli kibble. We could be a kal of HaKadosh Baruch Hu kaviyochel, because we can say that we're kal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If it's not minoy, there's nothing going to help. So the very fact that we can be a kli kibble and so on means that we are of that nature.
Is there a way to understand what it means that we're of that nature?
Yes. The one thing I can understand is let's take a simple example. A Baal Chai has many, many of the tchunis that I have and that you have. And any tchunah that I share with a Baal Chai, I can't say that has Hashem and Neshama. So that we eat and drink, that's across the board. Baal Chaim feel emotional sense of things. A dog feels very good when you tickle it, when you're warm to it, when you're nice to it, and you give it some emotional comfort and so on. So the Ramban says it. There's a simple emotional level at which that simple emotional level is that's locked into the guf, so to speak, the nefesh, so to speak. But the idea that stealing is wrong doesn't exist by Baal Chaim. The idea that lying, cheating, that giving to another person when I'm, you know, even when it's a my cheshm, doesn't exist. Yes, a mother is wired to give to a child, but the idea that there's that I have these musagim, they don't have shaykhis to a child, and to a Baal Chai. The musagim that has shaykh to humans and humans only, morality, busha, all of these things are things that are shaykh to a human, that those are the halakim that are, they're not physical, they don't relate to anything physical. Well, let's explain. If I see, I can have a very complicated mechanism to deal with physical realities. So for instance, if I see a big animal chasing me, whether I'm human or I'm animal, I'll run, I'll jump up on a tree, I might take a stick and knock it. Animals have the ability to make simple tools. They can take a rack and throw it at. They can take a rack and throw it on a nut and crack the nut open. Those are all physical motivations. Hungry, nut, closed nut, rack, bash it. Each of these are physical entities. But he needs, it's important, it's I reach my shleimus by giving him, and giving him as a midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There is no sheiches to anything material, anything physical. It's just not. It's a musik that you couldn't translate. A computer couldn't. You can translate a computer how to get food, and a computer could do a good job of it if you give it a good algorithm. Let's say you design an iPhone to find its battery, and to find batteries. You could do it because battery is a physical term. Locating a battery is physical. Grabbing a battery is physical. All of that is within the world of physical. But that an iPhone should be marked of itself for another iPhone, you can wire it to do anything, I guess, but just understand, it's not a physical musik. And those musagim are part of our metzias, because the neshama is part of us. I don't say something, I see something that's geschmack, and I want it. And I say, no, I'm not going to take it, because it's a tainis. I guess the computer got upset that I was mafris in its covered. I spoke about what a computer is not. Okay?
Yeah, 1 second. I'm just going into a different room, so.
Yeah. Okay. What happened in that room? Why was that room?
I don't know what happened to the computer. This is a different computer.
Oh, wow. Okay.
You just got to my computers, getting food. Algorithms have to.
So the fact that I don't have any, the fact that I have a sensitivity to things that can't translate into physical realities, that's where we have something like that. Let's give an example. Let's talk about this a little, because. Let's go back into the concert. So we're going to a concert, and there's somebody sitting there who's musical, and he's partially delighted every bit of it. I'm sitting there, I'm not musical, but I say to myself, listen, it's important to look interested, A, maybe for covet. So it's a big covet to be a connoisseur of music. I'll make with my eyes. Or I have to do a business deal with the guy, so I have to make him feel good. Also a reason. Those are shalei. When we talk about lishma and shalei lishma, that's exactly what we mean. Lishma means that I'm deharing the thing itself, and I have a feel for it. So a person who dehares ruchnis for itself, dehares the doing good, the saying emes, the restraining itself, he dehares the toiv shabai. Another person does it because HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give him a schar and einish. It's an outside thing. I don't know, but if HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised it, it's going to be a very good schar and it's worth trusting him. But I don't dehare the thing itself yet. So the chelek al kai mimal means we have in ourselves a tchuna. That's the neshama. It's in the neshama that dehares things that are aloiki. And that's about as far as I can explain it. Okay.
I once heard from Barry Rothschild. He once said, when he was talking about Kabbalah, he was saying that the whole limit of Kabbalah is basically there to reconcile the question of if the Rabbanu Shalom is Yochid, Echad Miyuchad, how do we exist?
Right.
That's what he explained. He said that's the basis of all Kabbalah, trying to explain the Ishtalshalos and understanding as much as we possibly could. That's what he once said. So I don't know if it connects to this or not.
I'll tell you. I just with one little knetch, it'll help us not that we'll understand the puzzle of how it's possible, but it will give us the ability to work with what's there. In other words, being that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Yochid Miyuchad, Echad Yochid Miyuchad, and we're Ribui. How do we understand our world in a way that we can work it without being nichshol in a ribu of things? I understand how everything heads to Ribbono Shel Olam. But how it is that it happens, at the end of the day, that's always a riddle that's not solvable. But what is solvable is, how do I put the pieces together in a way that it brings me back to Echad Yochid Miuchad? That's most true. Finally, let's see the last one, because I have to go soon. Yidir revias hi listakala by Alma. V'hainu ladas soid olam hazeh. V'zeh ladas kol bria sehoylam. Eche misnagim. V'hainu ki masherou ha-philosophia bria zda kateva eina la shitkis anirs la'inayim v'yam eina emes. I don't have the last page here, but it's not, there's a line or two there. So the final one is how all the chalokim of the world interact and what's the panemius of all of the pieces in the world. This is something, by the way, that the Maral, when he explains Chazal, that we spoke about, of how come, you know, when Chazal seemed to say things about Teva that we feel is different, or we experiment differently, whatever it is. So the Maral says, Chazal were always looking at the panemius of the Inyan. It's like the Mashal. If somebody makes a painting with in a certain way, I can be talking about the technique of the painting. I can be talking about the meaning of the painting. Science talks about the technique. How did they paint it? What color did they use, and how did they use it? This picture looks slightly pink because there's a red backdrop to the white. But that answers how is it? But that science answers. But now the question is, what is it? Why is it like that? So be'etzem, to understand the panemius of Nivroim is this. Now, a lot of times it dovetails because the Tzurich Hitzainis should reflect the panemius. But it's meant to give us, so these four ideas are four different facets, four different directions of what Chachmas Emes means to do. To understand how the world branched out, like you said, from Echad Yochid Miuchad, to understand our own guf and its hashva to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Avoid and so on, to understand the big picture of how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is unfolding the different neshamas to come round and to recover, and to understand the Pnimis of the Bris. Those are four ideas that the Zohar says is the content of this Chachma. Okay, Himetz Hashem. Yeah, next week, I think next week is also okay. We can learn next week. Next week I have a Baltimore get together. The next 2 weeks, Wednesday is not going to work for me. So the question is, next week possibly Thursday could work, if that would work for Olam. No other night really works. It's a bunch of, I have a bunch of different things going on. Or maybe Monday night, Memorial Day, but then also the next, you know, it's the next two Thursdays work for me, not Wednesday. So if it works for you, good. If not,
yeah, it's fine. Thursday's fine.
Thursday's is good. Okay, same time, yeah?
Yeah.